So what are we talking about today? He's live. Bill's live. He's here.
Yeah.
I thought she said. I thought she originally said alive.
Well, that
was close.
Yeah, I actually thought that's what she said. Well, Bill's alive. You know, that's sort of like Halloween. It's alive.
We went through 4 bags of candy.
You did not.
But we were giving out 2 pieces. At Jackie's house, not at our. We don't get anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how mature my 4-year-old grandson is. Okay, he'll be 5 in December. But I went
gets
with
that from his mother.
I went with he and his parents, with him and his parents, really. And they live over in the Higby, Wisner,
Franklin,
that area. And it was great. I mean, a lot of great costumes. But my grandson, we were out for just about an hour. And unlike most kids, he says, I want to go to the spooky house, and then I want to go home. There's a spooky house right around the corner that he's been seeing every day that he goes to preschool. And so he says, I want to go to the spooky house, but my legs are tired. I want to go home.
Oh, wow. He's a short little thing. Of course, they usually are at 4.
But it was fun. He was a dinosaur ninja.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was fun last night. We had a good time, and the weather was perfect for trick-or-treating, so it was great.
It was windy.
It was chilly.
No, it wasn't chilly. It was great.
Sit there.
I had a sweatshirt. No, I was walking with him, so it was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, and tomorrow is Election Day.
It is.
So, people, if you want your candidate to win, the only way that they're going to win is if you get out and vote.
Are you a write-in candidate for mayor?
Yeah. They are, you've got to get out and vote. Do not assume that your person's going to win. I'm just saying, from personal experience.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what are we talking about? We were going to talk about municipality restrictions. I saw an article.
Well, not just municipality restrictions, private restrictions, too.
Okay. I had read an article about a gal whose neighbor was going to cut down this great big tree in their front yard, like huge, kind of historic tree. And she complained about it, and when you go to the municipality to find out, they had a tree restriction, like
it's
circumference.
It's called a tree ordinance.
Yeah, and so the guy end up...
Certain trees with what's called a DBH, diameter breast height, if it's above, if the diameter breast height is greater than a certain inch, so many inches, and several municipalities have tree ordinances, you're unable to cut it down unless it is diseased or dead, and even then, you may need a permit, and some municipalities say you got to have a permit if you cut down more than 2, more than 1, or any at all. You have to check the ordinance.
Yeah, so what happened was this person was building a new house, and they were clear-cutting the property, and were taking all the trees off of it.
No, can do if there's a tree ordinance. Can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. And
you can do it with a permit if you can go in and show that, in fact, in order to develop the property, to have a building site, you have to take down so many trees. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
And then, so this person, the neighbor, stepped in because this was a beautiful tree. And the municipality, in fact, had a tree ordinance. And it happened to be a historic tree also. And they were requiring that, based on the circumference of the tree, if he were going to take it back, he would have to replace it with X number.
If he's going to take it down, not back. If he's going to
take it down. He would have to replace it with X number. So,
right. Yeah, that's the tree ordinance. If you get a permit, for example, if you're a developer and you're a builder and you want to take down trees more than the number allowed without a permit, you have to demonstrate that you need it to. You need to take down that number of trees for a building site, and then next you're going to have to replace those trees somewhere in the municipality, not necessarily on the property itself. You can do it within the municipality so that you replace those trees, which is interesting because over in jolly old England, it's exactly the opposite. They don't allow trees to be they prefer that buildings be constructed in areas where there aren't trees nearby the structure for fire protection purposes. So we take exactly the opposite approach here in the United States. When my friends from England were over here in 2017, they were astounded by the number of trees that were allowed to be around the buildings.
See, I would think having a tree by your building would be more hazardous for wind and
it's hazardous for
that,
wind,
but for fire, when's the last tree that a tree caught on fire and caught the building on fire?
No, it's in if you have any sort of fire within. Let's suppose your neighboring property goes on fire. You've got a tree between the two of you. It jumps from the house to the tree to your house. That's the part of the theory. Right?
But anyway, then, what do you do about? I mean, you talk about England. What do they care about the warming of the planet?
Okay, so anyway, enough about that. You want to get back to municipal restrictions. You're just talking about one of them, which is a tree ordinance.
Right.
Okay.
So what other type of
if you're building, obviously, you can take it down.
No, you got if there's a tree ordinance, you have to go get a permit first to be able to take trees down, and then the permit will require you to replace the trees you're taking down with other trees of a certain size.
Do they have to be the same kind?
No, as a matter of fact, the municipality may ask that they be a higher quality tree than what's being taken down.
So if it's a scrub tree that grew from...
Well, if it's a scrub tree and it's less than, let's say, 6 inches diameter breast height, no permit is needed. It's just scrub. Okay, but we're talking about trees that meet a certain minimum DBH, diameter breast height.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you also mentioned historic trees. There are historic trees designated throughout a municipality. I had one on my house in Devonshire, a great big oak tree, I think it was, that was designated as a historic tree. And that's not going to be taken down.
Okay? I saw an article somewhere in Michigan. There was one that just had to come down. Well, the bushes at our neighbor's house on the corner of West and Michigan, when Michigan was being redone, those bushes were a problem because they were historic to the house.
They were
historic bushes?
Yeah, but they weren't designated as historic, were they?
Michigan Historic Preservation got involved. I mean, they ended up taking the corner. You can see where there's a corner of bushes that had to be pulled out, and they replaced them. You know, can see them growing right on the corner west
of Michigan. Southeast corner.
Mm-hmm. And that held up the project for a little bit because of the bushes.
But the point that you wanted to make this morning, is that if you're buying a property anywhere, I don't care what municipality it's in, you need to check to see what the municipal restrictions are with respect to not only construction, but more importantly, with respect to use. So what you do is you determine what the zoning district is that the property is located in, single-family residence, multifamily residence, whatever it may be. You get a copy of the zoning ordinance. And then you look at the schedule of ordinances to determine exactly what can and cannot be done within that particular property.
Well, like we just had one where there's a protected butterfly.
Yeah, that was not one we just had. That was one of our properties.
Right, but it was
years ago, Mitchell's Satyr butterfly.
Right.
Okay, but that had to do with...
That was years ago. What does that mean? Does it mean it's gone?
No. I mean, you said there was something recently.
Right. Okay. So, like, in that one area of the property, you can't do anything to it, right?
No. That's incorrect.
Well, that's why I'm asking you a question.
Okay. When this is a personal... This is a property we owned in which we put in a boardwalk through a regulated wetland. And the regulated wetland is habitat for what's known as a Mitchell Satyr butterfly, which is a protected butterfly. It's a tiny butterfly. It's only an inch, maybe three-quarters of an inch wingspan, and very weak. It doesn't fly much. It just hops from one piece of vegetation to another. And so the wetland was a habitat which is suitable for the Mitchell Satyr butterfly. So we hired an entomologist to come out and determine whether or not the Mitchell Satyr butterfly was there. And the
verdict was?
No, it was not. Okay. And had it been there, the permit would have required certain protections for the Mitchell Satyr butterfly. Since the Mitchell Satyr butterfly was not there, it was just the normal protections for other wildlife. It had to be built, I think it's 18 inches or something above the wetland surface itself, so that critters could get underneath it. But at the same time, it can't be built too high over the wetland so that deer and larger animals would be able to go over the top. So they're all kind of, but we also got a boat launch permit for that, which you probably couldn't get anymore. This is out on Skiff Lake.
Okay, you saw this property down here at Horton and Weatherwax was just cleared.
I saw that, just clear cut, yeah.
A lot of trees.
Yep, yep, yeah.
So would the developer go to the township prior?
Yeah, they had, well, for that work, I don't think Summit has a tree ordinance. At least I would be surprised if it did. So that wasn't the issue. What they did is they had to go get a soil erosion and sedimentation permit because they're doing land balancing there. They'll be changing the flow of the surface water. I don't know if they already have by piling those
gotta
trees
be
up.
Next to, that's got to be a wetlands next to it.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's where they cleared, I don't think, is a wetland at all.
No, if there was a house there, so I don't think so.
Right. So the point with that is, yeah, they had before they could do that clearing, they probably had to go in for the SES permit, the soil erosion sedimentation permit. And then once
but
they got
there were
that,
quite a few trees.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, there are a lot of trees. That was heavily wooded.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any tree ordinance in Summit Township, so that was not an issue.
Would the township, when they go in for their permit...
How about the county?
Yeah.
No.
No?
County doesn't have a tree ordinance at all. I don't know of any county. And you got to remember that zoning, the tree ordinance is a part of the zoning ordinance, if I'm not mistaken, and not part of the police ordinances. And Summit has its own zoning ordinance, and so it's not county zoning. You gotta, in smaller municipalities throughout Michigan, some municipalities don't have their own zoning, so they simply adopt county zoning. That's not true in Summit Township. So, no, there's no county restriction on that. But it is the county that issues the soil erosion and sedimentation permit. That comes
but
from the county, not from the township.
But if they had a tree ordinance, would they have said, here's our tree ordinance, or here's our other ordinance?
If there's a tree ordinance, you would have had to hire an arborist to go through.
But they would have, my point is, they would have told you that there's an ordinance that they have to abide by. That the
Let's suppose you buy the property and you don't know the tree ordinance exists, and you go in and you demolish protected trees under the tree ordinance. You now have violated the ordinance, and you're going to be liable for whatever penalties ensue, which is going to be a fine plus restitution, which is replacement of all the trees you took down in the municipality. What's going to happen is they're going to take the approach that if we can't determine exactly the number of trees and the diameter breast height, we're going to assume the worst. So as an owner, every developer will do this. Every developer will investigate, go first to the municipality, say, okay, here's what we're proposing to do. What is it that we need to be concerned about? Some homeowners don't have that foresight, so they go in and do stupid stuff without checking with the municipality. Always check with the municipality. Every municipality I ever deal with, they're always happy to talk with you and say, hey, look, this is what you're doing. This is what you're going to need. Not only the soil and sedimentation permit, you need a tree permit. You're on a public road, but you're going to need a permit for a curb cut. If it's a state highway, you're going to have to go to the state for the permit.
I have one where they had to go, the county had to go out and look to see if they could put in if they were going to need a culvert to do a driveway.
Yeah, there are all kinds of requirements that you really need to check with them.
So the city has a tree ordinance?
No. Jackson does not have a tree ordinance.
Okay.
No.
Well, who does?
Had one somewhere in Oakland County.
I had a huge deal, developer over in Grosseville.
You think there's anybody around here that has a tree ordinance?
Yeah, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids.
In Jackson County?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably not.
But we just gave them an idea, didn't we?
Almost all of the municipalities in the northern suburbs of Detroit have them. I've dealt with them in Novi, West Bloomfield. All of the municipalities over there have tree ordinances. And lots of other regulations. But, you know, the one that really most people
the lakes around here, no, nobody?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not any of the municipalities around lakes. But now what you have to be concerned about in a lot of the properties in Michigan, wetlands. And, you know, maybe next week we'll talk about wetland regulation and what you can and can't do and what you have to do.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Okay.
You'll be on pins and needles. All right. So I've got 777 Bloomfield Boulevard. Beautiful house.
You haven't sold that yet?
I have not.
Jeez.
I have not. It's only been on the market a few weeks. So we had taken it off for August. It was not on the market in August. But, you know,
but
I went
back.
it's back. And I showed a house in the 300 price point yesterday, and I'll tell you what, this one for $368,777 is much more substantial of a house, and it's just amazing. Four bedrooms, four fireplaces, four bathrooms, a nice backyard that for entertaining. It's a great house, a lot of different living space. So call me on that. We do have some rental property available, anywhere from a four-bedroom house down to one-bedroom apartments. And I'd love to help you with your real estate needs. So if you're looking to buy or sell, you should be thinking real estate. Call Laura Dwyer-Schlechte, 780-3800.com.